You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
This is Zone Radio 88.5, the voice of the valley. It's just on 10 past 4, and it's time for us to visit Digital Transformation on air. And we welcome back Odette Butcher. Hello, Odette. How are you?
How are you, Richard?
I'm fine. Those pants, man, I love
it. My Christmas pants. Christmas,
do they come with the dim switch?
With the dim switch. Yeah. I'm a bit bright for you.
Whoa, for anybody, not just me. Hey?
I wanted to brighten up your office for Christmas.
Well, you certainly did that. You certainly did that. How are you, Odette?
I'm very well. Looking forward to a bit of a rest.
Yeah, so am I. So am I. Sometime soon. Have
that
a bit
time
of a break.
Of
yeah, it is. And everybody gets kind of a little frazzled around the edges this time of the year because we've been through two tough years, and this one tougher maybe even than last year.
Yep.
You're getting to that point where, you know, you're on the brink of just releasing and relaxing. But you still like got to get over those last final hurdles in the year, and people become impatient and a little frazzled, and you know anybody who's walking too slowly in front of you in the supermarket with their trolley can get like the head bitten off and little things like that.
We were actually chatting about that earlier today, and we were just saying that hard that it is, we need to just keep being kind to each other.
It is
because everybody is tired.
Yeah,
and. You know, the elderly do walk slowly and we need to keep an eye out for them and drive our car slowly because there's kids and cats on the road. But just slow down and be kind.
Yeah, we need to do that. And we need to do that. Normally, kindness is a subconscious act. Okay. Either you're kind or you're not. Generally, people are kind. More people than not. And that comes naturally. But now we need to be a little bit more conscious rather than subconscious about being kind, because we're at the tail end of two really, really tough years. And every time you think you're going to take a step forward, you end up taking three steps back because of circumstances beyond your control. And at some level, you get so frustrated that you feel you can't do anything about it yourself. And, you know, all of this is impacting on you and you're getting a little bit more ratty. And that's what's happening. And it shouldn't be happening this time of the year, because this is the season to be jolly, but you know we're finding it very difficult to find anything to be jolly about, and it's that sense of sort of hopelessness that makes us
it's fatigue,
and we become really ratty with one another, and we need to be a bit more conscious of kindness. That's the way I see things, and I'm looking forward to a break. I'm looking forward to recharging batteries and that type of thing. That's going to happen after Christmas. So, looking forward to the end of the year.
You deserve it.
Thank you. So do you. Everybody does, I think.
Yes.
Everybody does.
And, switching off.
And we need to also acknowledge those people who are not going to get that opportunity. You know, we are still going to be able to go between Christmas and New Year to the supermarket, and there is going to be some lady sitting there checking out our groceries, and they're not getting a break. And, you know, we need to be kind to those people too.
Yes.
And if they're a little bit edgy and a little ratty because they're in that situation, we need to acknowledge where and understand where it's coming from and not snap back and that type of thing.
For sure.
So, yeah, I think a little bit of patience, a little bit of kindness all around is going to go a long way. It really is. And we're grateful to those people who are going to be not taking breaks over Christmas so that we can. We need acknowledge those people as much as we acknowledge healthcare workers and firemen.
For sure.
And you know,
just start with greeting them.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so that's my little thing. all started by the color
my red pants.
Your red pants, yeah. Okay. So we are going to talk this afternoon on top social media trends for 2022. So you're going to be doing a bit of a fortune telling here.
Yes, so I've basically taken the inspiration from Hootsuite, which is my most favorite social media scheduling platform. Mm-hmm. They really are international leaders, worldwide leaders when it comes to social media trends and scheduling, and just their platform is really cutting edge. So it's not going to be a long session. It is a bit of fortune telling. Mm-hmm. I think what's coming is quite interesting. It can be hard to know which social media trends to pay attention to and which ones to ignore. Here are the ones that matter most in 2022. TikTok will become the most important social network for marketing. Can you believe this? And I actually can, because it used to be a platform for very young adults, teenagers, and very young adults. Mm. But I have noticed how my friends in their 40s are actually using TikTok. They are hiding away and watching their favorite feeds, and it's all humorous. It's just little skits or it's pranksters or whatever, but they are loving it.
Mm.
And when I do the webinars on TikTok and social media and you go on there, there's a lot of shops on TikTok, e-commerce platforms that are using TikTok for unwrappings, unboxing, which is a trending term for, you know, opening up whatever.
Showing
is it,
what's in the box, yeah.
What's in the box? How did we make the makeup brushes? How do you apply the makeup, et cetera, et cetera? So that is really amped up.
I do agree with you because I've got a friend, Mark, who is my age. And he's doing TikTok. Not himself, but
he's on TikTok and loving it.
And enjoying it and finding a lot of escapism there.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I mean, I just think that people could be leaving other platforms where they're finding it very heavy. Mm. And I would find Facebook to be that way. And it's even aggressive. Mm. People just keep fighting on that platform. And you're like, actually, you just want to go somewhere and have a laugh and a giggle. So off they go to YouTube and TikTok, and you can determine what you want to watch.
Okay, I must be honest with you. I have not got a TikTok account, and I have never, ever looked at TikTok.
No, me neither.
Occasionally, I get a sort of something that's sent around on WhatsApp that is a TikTok video, and I do find that most of them are
funny.
Good. They're quite good and very funny, yeah.
So TikTok is number one. The second one is you will start spending big ad dollars on smaller networks, and this interests me as well because one should be looking at finding places that are least saturated because certain platforms are just totally oversaturated and you'll never get seen. Of all the social media trends on this list, this one is perhaps the most surprising. New research shows that consumers may be more receptive to advertising on smaller channels like TikTok, Snapchat, and Pinterest than the bigger social networks. A study commissioned by TikTok found that consumers rank TikTok ads as more inspiring and enjoyable than ads on other platforms. And remembering that people love to be entertained.
Mm.
We're actually addicted to people making us laugh.
Yes.
Like you say, it's escapism.
Absolutely.
You know, we always talk, the Nando's adverts.
Oh, wonderful.
How hilarious are they?
Yeah. They get the message across, the branding across.
But they're funny.
They're very funny. That I mean, if you just put a whole string of Nando's ads together, you can sit and chuckle all night.
Completely.
Yeah. I want to ask you about TikTok. It's an independently owned platform, eh?
As far as I know, yes.
Yeah. There's no, it's not, it hasn't been bought by Facebook or Google or anything like that. You see, and while it's there, there's hope.
Yeah, before it gets massively policed and controlled.
When it gets swallowed up, well, then somebody's going to have to come with something new.
But I think that is a trend, obviously not part of this discussion, but I have noticed that there is a trend that people who have different ways of thinking, maybe more thought leaders, independent thoughts, they are going off to different types of social media platforms to find more of their tribe and leaving more of the mainstream platforms. That's interesting as well.
I find that very interesting.
Yeah.
I find that makes a whole lot of sense.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
People who are avoiding the brainwashing, the indoctrination, moving elsewhere.
Mm.
The third one is that shoppers will want, or should I say shoppers will expect, to buy your products directly on social media. And I've seen that coming for a while, in that if you look at Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp for Business, Google My Business, LinkedIn, and I can't remember if there are any others, but generally speaking, you can create your own little online shop within your own social media profile. So who needs a website after that, apart from just a landing page with your contact details or some sort of presence on there? But I have noticed that for a while, and that's obviously going to maintain momentum. eMarketer predicts social commerce will be an $80 billion industry by 2025. It's riding the coattails of equally massive e-commerce growth, an increase of 18% in 2020 alone.
Wow.
So I think that's quite a nice sign for people who do have home businesses and constrained budgets,
mm.
that if you just make sure that your social media profiles are 100% up to date with all of your products or whatever, there you go.
Mm.
It's emerging, that yeah. trend to shop on social media. Number four, could see this coming as well. No one will want to talk to your brand on the phone.
Wow.
Between lockdowns, halting global supply chains and labor shortages, consumers have had more urgent questions for businesses than ever before. And they've discovered they can get answers to those questions more conveniently using social media. In a survey commissioned by Facebook, 64% of people said they would prefer to message rather than call a business. And according to Gartner, 60% of all customer service requests will be managed by digital channels by 2023. I can see that happening.
Mm.
Like Hootsuite, actually, you can integrate the WhatsApp for Business API with your other social media channels. So everything is inbound into Hootsuite. And there's also ticketing desks that accommodate for that as well. So essentially, you would just have customer support with all of these inbound sort of inboxes connected.
Mm.
And you'd be answering your messages from there.
That's cool. That's very cool. Because there's nothing worse than having to jump between these platforms to deal with these things. And if you're getting it in one place, all your notifications with those things come notifications, all from one source. I think it streamlines it a lot.
Absolutely. Number five is long form video is a bust, except on YouTube. According to video hosting software company Vidyard, 60% of all videos published on the internet in 2020 were under 2 minutes long. This stat puts video length on social media platforms into perspective. And I think it's important you see that one Instagram, you can do a 15, 30 or a 45 second reel. Mm. And you can do an up to 60 minute IGTV video. But generally speaking, people, if you don't get them within the first 1.5 seconds.
You've lost them.
You've lost them.
Yeah. I've noticed that trend as well, because you see it a lot on YouTube, that the ads are short. The shorter the ads, the more chance you've got of actually getting. So if you can get something said in 6 seconds,
wow.
Okay, then you got more chance of people seeing it, because it's after about 6 seconds when you can push the button that says
next,
no ads or whatever, you know, clear ads or whatever that button is on YouTube. So
wow,
if you're going to do it in 6 seconds, and it's, I've seen it, and it can be done.
It's can quite be a done. Skill.
Yes, it can be done. But if you can keep it under 6 seconds, you're going to have success advertising on YouTube. If you're going to go longer than that, people are going to go, what's that button that says clear ads or move ads or no ads or whatever.
Just disinterested.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah, I do agree. Shorter is going to be better.
Yes. You will outsource at least some of your engagement tactics to a creator. The creator economy has been around for about a decade, but it boomed during the pandemic as people looked for ways to diversify their income due to unemployment or a sudden influx of spare time or both. But we're not just talking about millionaire YouTube stars. It's now considered common for regular folks to monetize their hobbies, create a second income stream, or find freelance work through social media. I kind of think there's this boom of everybody thinking that they're an influencer.
Mm.
And as a business owner, you need to vet and weed out who really is an influencer and who isn't. And more in particular, influencers who know how to use their cameras and know what's expected of them so that you get the exposure you need.
Mm.
So this year in particular, what I did was I found customers who love what we do and maybe had spent quite a bit of money. And you think, let's just treat them a bit.
Mm.
And with them, they were the influencers because they loved the business, the experiences, etc. But I then sent my videographer and photographer to go with them on the adventure.
Okay.
And they were left to enjoy themselves, and he was there to capture the moment professionally. Which, yeah, it makes sense that you would start outsourcing. Now I don't have to do it anymore, which is great.
Mm.
It all comes at a cost, but at least I don't have to do it anymore.
But outsourcing doesn't necessarily need to be that. It can simply be somebody who knows how to structure a proper social media post. Somebody who knows just even if it's just a wordsmith, if it's somebody who knows just the right picture with the right words, somebody like, but that's what you do.
Yes, and you know,
and people can consult you on this. This is what I'm getting
at. Yes, they can.
Yeah.
It's actually quite difficult to get the wording right. We've had this discussion before, just about advertising. Yeah. It's really hard.
Mm. It is very hard.
And there's definitely a technique involved.
Mm. And sometimes it's trial and error.
Yes, because what you sometimes you can be surprised at what works. You're like, wow, why did that go viral?
Yeah, and you need to understand, understanding why things go viral on social media is a science.
Yes.
Because if you get a handle on that, then anything you do could potentially go viral.
Do you know what the link is, I think?
What?
Being real.
I think being real, and I think humor.
And creating a connection. Mm. I think it's really important to create ads that create a connection quickly.
Yes. You see, we come back to the example of Nando's, Odette. Now, Nando's, I don't believe for a minute Nando's need to advertise anywhere other than what they're doing.
They're brilliant.
Okay. Now, if I was the marketing director of Nando's, I would have, say, 20 people on a WhatsApp group. All right? And I would just send my ads out to that WhatsApp group because they will start to share it.
Yes.
And in a matter of hours, not...
Yes.
Okay? That ad is going to reach more people than it would on television, on radio, on any other platform whatsoever that is a sort of conventional platform.
Yes.
All right? And they're doing that, and they're doing it very well. They're keeping it short, they're keeping it funny, and they're keeping it topical.
Did you see the one with the Christmas carol?
Yes. You see?
Precious.
Now, the fact that both of us can say we've seen that, and where did you see it? I saw it on WhatsApp. So that is to me how people are going to start going forward. Sometimes you need something to kickstart that, all right? But I think that Nando's, if they can cut down their marketing budget by millions just by doing it right on social media.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just spreading it around on WhatsApp.
But it's important that what you put out there is it's something people want to watch.
Yes.
So making it very special so that people want to actually share it. They find it funny. I'm going to send it to 5 of my mates because I know that's their sense of humor.
Yes.
And so what the content is, it's critical. You can't just put any garbage out there because that's not going to be shared.
And it's actually quite a long video.
It is quite a long
video. I found
video.
It very long, but I still watched the whole thing.
The thing about it, I've always spoken, I know you should be telling us about this. I've always spoken about this. I've spoken about brand building being Chinese water torture.
Yes.
Okay. It's not a question of putting something out there and there's going to be instant uptake. It doesn't happen like that unless it's, you know, gold. So it's got to be built to a point where almost no words are required. The example, the classic marketing example of that is Nike. All you need to do is see their tick.
And you know
that's it, okay? That's where they've got to. That's how well they... But that took them 20 years. All right. Nando's have got to a point now where if you see something coming across your social media and you see the Nando's brand, there's a pretty 90% certainty that you're going to look at it because of the track record that they've built.
You'll have a giggle, yes.
Yeah. So you know that's your expectation. And that's what is required. And whether you're doing that on social media, on radio, on television, or anything else, it's Chinese water torture and it takes time. It doesn't happen overnight.
No.
Yeah. Okay. I've had my say.
So
now I've thrown it completely off a track.
Yes. Number 7 is you need to learn paid advertising, even if you don't do ads yet. Honestly, the social media trend has been around for a few years, but it's still worth mentioning, especially given what we found in Hootsuite's 2022 social media trend survey. 43% of respondents said the decline of organic reach and the need to increase paid advertising budgets was their biggest challenge on social media. And I've seen that a lot, that people are no longer scrolling. Organic scrolling is like down by 80% almost, which is why people need to think about when they are posting. And I've also read it shouldn't be on the hour.
Mm. I don't know why that would be, but...
Well, because everyone would post on the hour.
Yeah.
And also I've noticed by accident, maybe I've done a post at 9, 9:05 p.m. or 9:03 p.m. And how many people just don't sleep during the night? Mm. Because by the morning, that's obviously popped into their feed whilst they're lying in their bed just going through their phone or whatever. People with insomnia and everything else. By the morning, there's like 20 or 30 comments or engagement already. Mm. Yet, you know, you always think, let's post during business hours. Mm. Maybe not.
Mm.
So that's quite interesting that we need to actually learn how to be buying advertising as well. And that's a good investment in ourselves as business owners, because I think that's where you can be taken for a ride if you don't get the right person to do it for you. The eighth one is, you won't post anything without a social listening strategy. Social audio strategy is coming up in number 9 as well. And this links into, have you ever had those conversations and then you start seeing ads about a conversation and then we say, are they listening to us?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, that, look.
Yeah. There are tools that do that.
Yeah, that is actually creepy. And it is very, very creepy. It's very, very
creepy.
It's
here and it's happening, and it's, Richard.
And it's not only Big conversation. It's like you go into a particular store.
Yes.
And the next thing, let's say it's a perfume store. And the next thing, your feed is full of perfume ads.
It's for real. Are you buying? Going to buy Judy some perfume for Christmas?
No, but
I think you should.
Therein is the inherent problem, because if I have gone in and bought a perfume and now I'm getting feeds in, those are wasted, because I'm not, you know, a perfume consumer. I may have bought somebody a gift, but that is it. But those things are happening, and it's, that is frightening. That is Big Brother, and
it's happening.
I often wonder even how legal it is.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, I'm sure that the big boys have found a way around that.
I'm sure that they have.
But it appears to be legal, because there are these tech tools that do it. So during the COVID-19 pandemic, many businesses jumped on board the social listening train for the first time. They liked being able to respond in real time to questions and conversations with their customers during a health crisis. But as the pandemic progressed and was buffeted by ongoing political upheaval, labor shortages, and increased resentment towards corporations, even more businesses learned that social listening could help them understand their customers' changing preferences and avoid PR mishaps.
Yeah. I don't know how they do that, though.
Well,
social listening is a thing.
Yeah, so they basically look for keywords. So in your discussions and stuff like that, there would be keywords and reference words that you would use that would – it's like machine learning, isn't it? And then it pulls through to some report. You'd be able to pick up where and how and who is speaking about your business and take it from there.
Yeah. Are you saying to me that the phone listens to you? Is that –
That is. There's also an audio tool, as well.
So the phone, because this is real. I mean, I used to think, oh man, rubbish, it's real imagination. I used to think, but Mark and I were having a conversation the other day. I think we were talking about, I think it might have been security lights. We were sitting, minding our own business, sitting there. And the next thing, his phone beeped, and there was an ad for that.
That is so creepy.
And you think to yourself, goodness gracious me, you know. When do they start to blackmail you? You know what I mean? It's frightening. It really is frightening.
You know, all of these things start off, I understand it starting off with good intention. It just worries me how it just becomes such a gray area.
Yeah.
And just creepy after a while.
We get to a point where when you go to O'Brien, you switch your phone off completely, because if it's off, it can't hear you. You know what I mean?
Why can't we have private conversations anymore?
Correct.
Doesn't mean we're speaking about anything bad.
Yeah. That's getting to an area where I don't know. Again, it's a very difficult thing. You say to somebody, my phone is listening to me. and it's sending me messages about conversations I've just had or places I've just visited. And you think, how is that even possible? Who gave them the right to do that?
Well, and we were chatting about that that family app that you can get put on for the tracker.
Mm.
And it's quite simple. You can have this, let's say, this truant child who who is in one place, but if they've turned their location beacon off, it's not going to track where they really are. So like you say, if we want some privacy,
we have to turn things off.
Best we all learn to actually switch our phones off.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're getting to that point. Which again...
And think our phones are in our offices, in our bedrooms, when people have deep conversations about personal things happening in the home or your business or money matters or relationship issues. That phone is always there.
Yeah, and the next thing you're getting on your feed, divorce lawyers.
A holiday in Mauritius. Yeah. Wow.
I am concerned, though, maybe it's something that you can speak about here. I am concerned that it might reach a point of diminishing returns. Because right now, as you say, everything starts out with good intent.
Yes.
But it gets to a point where now anybody spending money on advertising using the sort of I'm following you, kind of. I'm watching you.
Retargeting, yes.
Yeah. When that starts to become scary for people, they will switch their phones off, and then everything that those people are spending money on starts to fall flat, because now they're not picking up on whatever it is they're picking up on, and sending you the stuff. They can't do that because they don't have the information. So I wonder when it'll reach that point.
That's why we have the Puppy Act. I mean, as much as it drives me insane. Everything that I get now, I have to open with a password.
Mm.
And how many passwords do you have to remember? Yeah. Like, I don't know my vehicle account number by heart. That's going to be another 3-hour project just to go and get it and put it into the statement or whatever. But as frustrating as the Puppy Act is, as is the CPA, et cetera, it is there actually to protect everybody.
It is. And
again, it is red tape, but that's why it's
and
there.
And it is well intended, but it's not working practically.
No,
because
it isn't.
These things are still happening.
Yeah.
You know, and you're still getting, if you've got an overdraft at the bank, you're still getting a million SMSs that are saying, listen, debt relief and, you know, debt counseling and loan sharks and all this type of stuff is coming at you. And that is on old school technology like SMS. So
do you think, though, that maybe what people will start doing through digital fatigue, if that's even a term, would be to start reducing their virtual footprint by just pulling themselves offline? I wonder if we'll reach that stage of oversaturation where we just can't anymore.
All right. So let me give you my example. All right. I don't use social media. I don't use it at all.
No.
I don't have time. Not only time, no interest. Okay, so I pretty much turned off my Twitter feed.
Mm-hmm.
I pretty much turned off the Instagram. It's gone. Facebook, I think the last time I posted anything on Facebook was when Donald Trump was elected president. So that's
funny.
A couple of years ago. And I had some nasty thing to say about him. And that was it. And because I very seldom check my feed on Facebook, all right? I don't. If I now scroll down my feed, I don't see a lot of ads. I don't see a lot of ads. I see more from pages that I liked way back when. And I do that every now and then as an experiment to see what is coming through there. And I'm not seeing ads because they're not picking up.
They just know you're not using it.
Yeah. And that, I think, is where people are going to go. It's certainly where I've gone. I've got no interest. The only reason I've got a Facebook account is because the Zone Radio Facebook account is linked to my profile. So if I turn my own profile off and deleted Facebook for myself, it would effectively delete the Zone Radio Facebook
exactly.
page, which we can't do because there I do believe it serves a purpose. And what we post on there is simply what's going on the radio
yes,
and what we're doing.
That is
it's
it.
Not, it's not cluttered with – and the odd ad. But so if you are very active on Facebook, and they will see the things that you're looking at.
Yes.
And they will send you more of that same stuff.
Yes.
And I just wonder about the – but it is an ongoing legal battle. I just wonder about the legalities of all of that. I don't know if this is a comment that is related to our discussion. I'm going to play it, a blind. It comes from Chris and Cheryl. Let's see what they say.
Listening to your story of devices listening to you, I have a device at home. You say its name and it switches on and you're able to ask it for direction somewhere or a Google question or play music or what have you.
Wow.
I was in the UK and went onto the website that controls it and was able to listen to conversations being had that my wife was having with our grandson.
Ooh.
it managed to switch on and listen to them and record the messages without them even saying its name to turn it on. So, yes, wow. It is very scary.
Oh, wow. Chris, really, if you've got a link to that for us, not to your personal stuff, but you say you were able to, I think Chris said he was able to get onto their website and listen to it. Please send us that link because that is just not cool. And now it comes to why we have these conversations. Because this now, if people are not listening to this and scared by it, okay, then...
You know, and it's not like it's not even like you're having a conversation that's wrong. Yeah. But why can't I have a private conversation with somebody that just is private?
It's got nothing to do with...
No.
Yeah.
And it's not detrimental to anybody else. You're just having a heart-to-heart about something. It's nobody else's business.
It is absolutely nobody else's business. But the importance of what we're saying now is that there are people out there. I mean, Chris, his message is real, okay? It's not like... maybe the phone was listening to him now. Okay, so there are people that will be very, very concerned about this. And there are people now that are going to be looking at social media one way or the other, and it's been coming over time. The importance, though, if you are a business online, is to speak like to someone like yourself who can...
Yes,
advise.
I just think we need to be aware of all of these things that are here and that are on the horizon. But like to keep things in perspective, you know, Hootsuite is an international social media scheduling platform, like number one
it's
in the world.
It's not listening to you.
Really. But, you know, and this is why I say often with what's happening now in the world, as frustrating as it is to be in SA and... Yes, not much works here, but I couldn't think of a better place to be right now because we are very far behind here.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
But it's still nice as a business owner, and I think mandatory within the digital space that we are aware of what is out there and that it's real.
Yes. Yes.
That's important to know.
Yes. And how to navigate that to make sure that your message reaches somebody, doesn't offend them, and that they can react to it in their own way.
Yeah, and when you think about business as well, if it is all voices with legs and referrals, as we've said over our sessions, how that builds up over the years, like, you know, where's confidence in yourself as a business owner that you're in for the long haul, like a marriage or paying the bond on your house? It's not going to happen overnight. Mm. Good customer service. I would never even think of buying one of those tools.
Mm.
I mean, how desperate are you for business if you have to do that?
Yes, I think that what you're saying is absolutely right. It's managing your business responsibly, doing what is responsible and ethical, and making sure that people understand that that's what you stand for. Then they will relate to you. And then when next time they see something coming across their feed that comes from your company, they'll be more inclined to engage with it.
Yes.
Knowing that there's a chance that they're not going to now get 1,000 follow-ups to that. I think that the responsibility, you're right, absolutely right.
Yes.
You know that though.
Yes. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity this year to share with all of the listeners far and wide. It's been so wonderful to chat about, you know, e-commerce, digital marketing, online advertising, and hopefully we've all learned, you know, something during these sessions to improve our businesses, whether we have a bricks and mortar shop or an online presence. So thank you very much to yourself, the unicorn. It's been wonderful spending this year with you every other week, just chit-chatting.
Well, I'm certainly hoping we're going to continue it next week. I think Chris has next year at least. I think Chris has sent a second message. It may be the same one. I'm not too sure. Let's give it a go.
Hi. Yeah, the device is a Amazon Alexa. And you have your own profile on the web and you can go in and do what you need to on that. But importantly, you can listen to any questions that you've asked it. You can monitor that. And check what answers it gave back to you. I was quite horrified to see that a number of conversations were recorded that were not questions, they were just conversations. can't tell you any more than it's the Amazon Alexa product. I believe Google has its own similar thing.
Siri, I think, isn't it?
No, Siri is okay. Siri is the iPhone version.
Oh, okay.
Chris, thank you for that, my friend. Very nice of you to participate and give us that information. I hope other people are listening to what you said there, and particularly the bit about it not being questions that you specifically asked it, but just conversations that have happened in a kind of background.
That's creepy.
That's very creepy. Odette, thank you for coming in and giving of your time and your expertise to us.
Thank you.
Certainly hope, I said next week, I certainly hope that we continue with this in the new year.
Yes.
I want to wish you and Mike a wonderful Christmas, and hope that next year is going to be a whole lot better than it was this year.
For all of us.
And not only do I want to thank you, I also thank Mike Clapp, I'm talking about, who is Odette's partner. Is that the right word?
Yes.
I can call him your boyfriend. What
That's
the hell?
The very woke
the very
way
woke
of saying
partner.
It.
Partner. It's your boyfriend. He's a cool dude, and he's with Legacy Pets. He is a remarkable man. If ever you need your animal taken care of in terms of cremation and being, that's your man. And he has been amazing to us here at Zone Radio and to myself and Judy personally. Really cool dude. And if it wasn't for Odette, we wouldn't know him. So thank you for that, both of you. And have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. You're both
Thank
very,
you.
Very special people
Me
and
too.
A very special part of the Zone Radio family.
Thank you, Richard.